If you're a person who works 9 to 5 and you have a set routine Monday through Friday and you're feeling like a robot, continue watching. I am currently in New Mexico working Monday through Friday. I have a set schedule. 5 o'clock, get up in the morning, spend time with God. I exercise, shower, eat breakfast, then drive 1 minute to the location and I work from 7:30 to 4:30. Come back, do my YouTube stuff, editing, recording, reviewing, and doing all those details Monday through Thursday. Then on Friday, I'm doing scripts to make sure everything is good and also preparing for tea time, true time on Saturday. And I just do this routine over and over again. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday is work out my glutes. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday is work out my abs. Sunday, finally, no alarm day, and I ask God to wake me up to go to church. I sound like a robot. I do sound like a robot, right? The whole monotony of it all. No wonder people don't want to do workouts or do anything because it just feels boring. And I'm here to share that there's a way to still have routine and to have a life. I will give you 3 tips right now for you to implement so you don't feel like a robot, because the whole monotony of the whole Monday through Friday and doing these habits, it's exhausting. And of course, unfortunately, Saturday is chore day and you're just dreading Saturdays because you know that you have to do your chores. I'm about to share with you what I have done in order for me not to feel like a robot, because I used to feel like a robot and it got really to the part of where I felt depressed because I just felt like, is this my life for the next 20 years of me just going to work and exercising and fitting in when I could see my friends because all I do is work, work, work. Number one,
Any personal challenge that therapy could help with? Therapy can provide tools to approach your life in a very different way. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp is a platform that makes finding a therapist easier because it's online, it's remote, and by filling out a few questions, BetterHelp can match you to a professional therapist in as little as a few days. It's easy to sign up and get matched with a therapist. There's a link in my description. It's betterhelp.com/theresilientlife. If you are struggling, consider online therapy with our sponsor, BetterHelp. Click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/theresilientlife. Also, it gets you 10% off your first month of BetterHelp so you can connect with a therapist and see if it helps you. Again, click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/theresilientlife. Thank you again, BetterHelp, for supporting this channel. Now back to our episode.
Change it up. I started to, let's say week one, Monday, Wednesday, Friday is glute. Then the next week, I will have Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, glute because I am very anal about everything being in order, that sometimes it has hurt me that now I'm like, let me be flexible, which is all about being resilient, which is being adaptable and flexible. So now week one and week three is the glutes, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then week two and week four, I'll have the glutes Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And then, of course, same thing with the abs. So it's good to just move it around versus every Monday is glutes, every Wednesday is glutes, every Friday is glutes. Boring. Change it up. Next, also be spontaneous. Instead of doing a Wednesday glute, how about do Zumba? How about just put some music on and just dance instead of doing the only concentrating on glutes. Spice it up, be spontaneous. You don't have to do the same regimen of glutes all the time. Also, make sure with the chores. I had to share this with my godson to say, okay, how about you split a room each day? So then you're not doing 3 hours of chores. And so I started to do, well, I work, now I'm in a hotel, but before I was living in a hotel. I did, okay, on Monday, if I feel good and I have time, let me just clean up my bathroom. And then on Thursday, I'll clean the kitchen. So then when Saturday came, I didn't have to worry about chores because I did them 30-minute intervals on days from Monday to Thursday. So then when Saturday came, it's not the dread of chores and laundry and all this stuff. So just try to implement cleaning a section of your house or your room throughout the week. So then when Saturday comes, it's not this whole boring day of chores. So then you can have a no chore day. And then also, it's important to have routines. Don't get me wrong. It's important to have habits, but not in the sense of where you're losing yourself and you're feeling like a robot and you're not feeling human and you're feeling the dread of doing this whole checklist thing. That's not what life is about. Life is about, yes, having discipline and consistency with your exercises and your routines and making sure you are enjoying them. Because if you're not enjoying the exercise, and you're not enjoying reading a book, then you're not going to do it consistently. So make sure you're doing things that you honestly like to do and train your brain to like it so then you can start liking it. I disliked in the beginning waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning, but then eventually I did because I prefer waking up in the morning versus at night because when I get home, I just want to sit down and relax. So know yourself, know how to implement a routine, and be present. When you are doing your routine, don't look at it, as I just mentioned, as a checkbox and, oh, this is taking up so much of my time. No, be present, elevate your mood, and enjoy the activity you're doing because, mind you, that time you're spending, you won't get back. Time is your wealth. Use your time wisely. Stay resilient.